for filling in. Okay, we are in the middle of a conversation, as we have been in the past couple of days. Three lines from the bottom on Vav Amud Beis. We're going to pick up with Amar of Simi. But let's get back into what we were talking about. The Gemara just quoted a Machlokas HaTanoim that comes up in Psachim and elsewhere, and that is that there is a separate pasuk in the Torah of Lo Savaru Eish B'chol Moshe Voseichem. There is a pasuk that says you're not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos. And the question is, why does the Torah have to go out of its way to say that you're not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos if we already know you're not allowed to do any malacha? Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. So there's a Machlokas between Reb Nosson and Reb Yossi, whether that is to teach me Lo Lav Yatzas, to teach me that you might have had a havamina that you must do all the malacha Shabbos in order to violate Shabbos, comes along one pasuk to say Lo Lav Yatzas, no, to teach me that each one of the averus of Shabbos is an avera, or l'chalik, I'm sorry, that's l'chalik yasas, that's Reb Nosson, and Reb Yossi says, no, just the opposite, l'lav yasas, or at least a different shita, this is to teach me that there is a special kula when it comes to the isser of havara, that it's not karis and skila as we usually have, but it is the lav. So the Gemara in that context try to bring up a brisa to again try to find a makar, why the Gemara needs to have a separate source in Avgimel Amabes to teach me that by Yibum is only Docha the Isser of Eishas Ach, but it's not Docha the other Isurim of Achos Isha and the other Arayis mentioned in the Mishnah. Why do you need a separate source? It must be somewhere that must be a source somewhere that tells me that you usually would say Ase Docha Los Ase Sheish Bakares, and therefore that's why you need the source to teach me otherwise. So again, the Gemara here is still interested in finding a source. How do you know Ase Docha Los Ase Sheish Bakares? And then we would understand why you need the word Aleha, which we had a Gimel Amabes. So the Gemara quoted a Brisa here, which we're going to talk about again today. Just look at it again because we're going to talk about it. The Gemara quoted about Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, back in the middle of Avim Abayz. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Talmud Echad, Lefichin Emar V'chiyev Eishchet Mishpah Maves V'humas, since it says that Bezdin must put somebody to death if they're Chayiv Misa, Shomayani Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, I know that means either weekday or Shabbos. That's what I would have thought. Umani Mekai Mechalemos, Yumas B'Shar Malachas, Chos B'Misas Bezdin, and if that says, if the first pasuk teaches me that you're allowed to put somebody to death on Shabbos, so then Mechalemos Yumas would be applied to other Malachas, besides Mises Bezdin. Oh, Eino Ella Afilu Mises Bezdin. Or do I say no? Even Bezdin putting somebody to death would be Asar at Shabbos. Umayni Mekayim V'humas B'chov V'lo B'Shabbos. Or do I say that, and the pasuk referring to Bezdin's putting somebody to death is only on weekday. Oh, Eino Ella Afilu B'Shabbos. The Gemara goes back and forth. What's this back and forth? The Gemara here didn't explain. We're going to learn about it on today's daf on Zayin and Aleph. Tavalom Lo Savar Eish B'chov Osh Voseichem. That's where the Gemara brings the source of Lo Savar Eish. And it says another pasuk, Zereshava. The Gemara ended off by saying that, we're not right up to yesterday, three lines to the bottom, that Mimanavsha, whether you hold like Reb Yossi or Reb Nosson, there must be some Avera to Oraisa that is taking place when Bezdin puts somebody to death, either regular Havara, or even if you say like Reb Yossi, who says Havara is the Lav Yaseis, but they still cook up the psila, they cook up the hot leather, they would pour down somebody's neck, that somebody's mouth, that would be chayiv sreifa. So either way, all this should be in Isser d'Araisa, and the Torah goes out of its way to say that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So therefore, you see, normally you would have said if you hadn't had the makar to tell you not, so too by Yibum, that's why I would need a separate pasuk. Just one ha'ara, and then we'll come to the Gemara's rejection. The Menachas Chinuch discusses in Kuf Yudalid, it's the last one in the first volume, Kuf Yudalid, the Rambam and the Chinuch both count a separate Isser D'Oraisa in the Minyan HaMitzvahs of Bezdin's punishing somebody on Shabbos. Shlo Yasu Bezdin Mishpa Mavis V'Humas. Separate Isser D'Oraisa. And the question, the Menachas Chinuch does not answer the question. He just leaves it B'tzarach Iyin. He says, L'chora, the pasuk is just being megale that this is an Isser of Shabbos. Right? You're not allowed to do this because this also violates Shabbos. So he doesn't answer. He just says, Sarachi, and he says, why does the Rambam, and the Chinuch follows the Rambam, obviously, like he usually does, why does he quote a separate Isser D'Oraisa of Bezdin putting somebody to death on Shabbos? No, lav dafka. You know, it should be even, it should be included in the original makar. That's the question of the Menachas Chinuch. Rav Soloveitchik discussed this. Rav Shetler quotes this in Eretz HaSvi in page Reish Samach Zayin, where he said the Rav had a suffix. wasn't sure. Obviously, the Rambam and the Chinuch include Misa and Malkos, according to some sources. What about, he had a suffix, what about Knas? Beis Din administering a Knas on Shabbos. What would that violate? Knasos, or you might have said, it's Mamanis. It's a Derabanan. Mekach u'memkar. Suggested the Rav, if you say that Knas is a form of Onesh, which is an assumption based on a number of other sources, that might be why you say Maudib Knas Pater, because a Knas cannot be self-inflicted. The definition of a Knas means it must be administered to you. A Knas is a fine. You can't go and admit, you know, I want to pay the Knas. If you say that, that it could be that if Benson administers a Knas on Shabbos, it's an Issa D'oraisa. Why? Because it's not just Losaza Kol Malacha. It's a separate Isser. The Rambam and the Chinuch counted as a separate Isser. The Chinuch in Kuf Yudalid. That might be a nafkamina why the Rambam and the Chinuch put it as a separate Aveira. Because to include parts of Onshim that Beis Din might do that would not be a violation of Shabbos, and that's what Knas would be. He had a suffix about it. He wasn't sure, but it could be that that is a nafkamina. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara ends off by saying that according to everybody, it would be an Issa D'oraisa. And the last line of the Gemara just said, Mali Bishol Psila, Mali Bishol Samamanim. It doesn't matter if you would cook the lead, it doesn't matter if you would cook the Samamanim, the spices, you know, either way, that would be an Issa D'oraisa. Just one other Ha'ara, it came up here, so we have to mention it. Rashi here. Second to last Rashi on the Amud, Rashi says, Bishol Samanim Havi B'Melechas HaMishkan L'Tzaveya Tcheles V'Talashoni. When they colored the hides in order to make the curtains, that's what Bishul was in the Mishkan. So this is, if you remember, Rashi Lishitasu in many places. And that is, Rov Rishonim hold. Where are the Malachas learned out from? The 39 Malachas. Rov Rishonim say that it's learned out from the Binyan HaMishkan. The building of the Mishkan, the 39 Malachas that took place in the building of the Mishkan, so that is the 39 Malachas that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. There is a Shita of Rav Haigon, which the Egle Tal discusses in his Akdama, and that is you'll learn it out from the Avoda in the Mishkan, the daily Avoda, not the Binyan. So Rashi here is Lashitaso, like he says in many other places, and that is he's talking about the Tchelas and the Tlashani, which was the Binyan, making the curtains in the first place. Okay, so we have a Raya. It's not going to last too long. We have a raya that we have a makar that says asi dochalosa se sheish bokares, and therefore that's why you would need a makar, the original makar we had back on Gimel and Beis, that by yibum it will not be doche. Amr of Siri Barashi, don't get your hopes up. Hi Taina, la mishum da asi ase vidochilosa se no. The reason that this makar by Beis Din's putting somebody to death on Shabbos, why do you need a separate source to tell you it's asur? Not because you would have said Asi dochalosa se sheish bokares. There's a different svara why you would have said it's mutter, but nothing to do with asi dochalosa se. So again, it's not going to be a makor. Ela mishum demaisi mikal v'chomer. I would have brought it. I would have learned it from a kal v'chomer. Again, as we know, kal v'chomer. Any tana, any amora can learn a kal v'chomer. You could darshan a kal v'chomer me'atzmo. So that's why I would have darshan a kal v'chomer to allow it, and that's why you need this pasuk to exclude it. V'yachi kamar, and this is how you should learn the brisa. Umani mekay mechalemos yumas b'shar malachas chutz v'misas Beis Din. The mechalemos yumas, the isurim of Shabbos, is only by other malachas, not by Beis Din. Avu misas Beis Din, dachi Shabbos mekal v'chomer. But Beis Din's allowance to put somebody to death on Shabbos would be based on a kal v'chomer. What is the kal v'chomer? As follows. Uma avoda shehi chamura vidoche Shabbos. Let's make a pyramid here. Avoda is very chamur. It's isurim. Avoda is isurim. It's shechita. It's burning of the animal like the carbon tamid. So avoda is very chamur vidoche Shabbos, and yet you're allowed to do avodos that must be done on Shabbos. So avoda is on top of Shabbos. So then, Ritzicha doche osa, and yet Ritzicha is doche avoda. What does that mean? Rashi explains: if you have a kohen murderer that's going to do the avoda, you don't let him, even if he's touching the mizbeach. You don't let him do the avoda, meaning Ritzicha takes precedence. Beis Din takes him to put him to death. So avoda is doche Shabbos. Ritzicha is doch avoda. So you have the pyramid, Ritzicha, avoda, Shabbos. So Shabbos, shenitches, b'pnei avoda. So Shabbos, which is on the bottom of the totem pole. Shabbos, which is nitches, b'pnei avoda. Eino dinshe de Ritzicha doch osa. So surely Ritzicha should push away Shabbos. If A beats B and B beats C, so A should surely beat C. That's the kal v'chomer that I would have said, that Ritzicha, Beis Din's putting somebody to death on Shabbos, should be doche should be allowed to be done on Shabbos. That's the potential Kal V'Chomer. Nothing to do with Asidoch Alos Asay. So again, don't bring me any rise. The Gemara is about to say, what's the conversation of the rise, so why you would have rejected it. Yeah.
The bottom line is, you do have an example of an Asay being Doch Alos.
The bottom line is, you don't have an example of an Asay being Doch Alos Asay. This is for a very different Svara. It's based on a Kal V'Chomer. Based on a Kal V'Chomer. So if you can come up with a Kal V'Chomer by Yibum, fine. But other than that, you can't, just because it's a case, you have to look at the reasons. You have to look at the reasons. Yeah. Shabbos, we're going to reject it anyway. Some Rishonim say what you could have asked that Shabbos is an asay and a lo asay also, so maybe it's not an exact parallel. Okay, before we get into the discussion of this Kal V'Chomer, couple of points. Very important Tosfos here. Tosfos Yibam Askel Shenema. Tosfos asks, the Gemara here says, Me'im Bizbachi Tirchen Alamus, you take the Kohen away, the Kohen Roseach who's doing the Avoda, you take it away, so that's going to be a Kal V'Chomer. Afilu Im Ein Sham Kohen Acher Roy L'Avoda. Shavoda Nitches. Tosfos just emphasizes this must be talking about a case where even if there's no other coin to do the avoda, because there's another coin to do the avoda, it's not that avoda is pushed aside. You're getting rid of this guy. It must be a case where there is no other coin here, and you're getting rid of him. But then Tosfos asks, "V'im Tomar, v'dilma hasam la mishum deritzicha dach yavoda el mishum degaver hu delochazi." Maybe the point, the reason that a Kohen Rotzeach cannot do the Avoda, or a Kohen who's Chayim Misa, is not because that the Avoda is too chomer for him, but that his Gavra is Mufka. He has a stain on him, which doesn't let him do the Avoda. Nothing to do with Ritzicha being Docha Avoda. No, but this person, he's not fit anymore. It's a separate din in him. Answers Tosfos two days. Two important days. Answer number one is, Midah Raisa, he can't do the Avoda. It's a Chumra Ba'alma. Chumra ba'alma that a Kohen does not, Kohen Rotzeach does not duchin or do the avoda. Number two, says Tosfos, no. The od dafka lo yises kapav. Secondly, if Tosfos is dafka duchening. Duchening is more chumra the avoda. Why? Duchening, why? Vishahargo biyado ve'ein kategar na'asa sanegar. Dechzib ahu kro uvarishkem kapechem. 2 days in Tosfos, whether the Isser of a Kohen Rotzeach doing the Avoda is an Isser d'Araisa or an Isser d'Rabbanan. Is it d'Rabbanan across the board, or Duchening, or is it d'Araisa for Duchening and d'Rabbanan elsewhere? There's a discussion in the Baalei Machshava, yeah? Is a Rotzeach Tamei? Oh, Dafka, maybe he murdered it 2 weeks ago. Maybe you already, but you want to see Cherif HaRikul Cholol, as we mentioned, with a sword. Maybe he had a gun, first of all. They didn't have guns in those days. Maybe he had an arrow. An arrow isn't Dafka connected to him. So the Chida asks, B'Yir Adav quotes this, others quote it. Chida asks, Ein Kategor Nasa Saneger, and that's why you can't duchen? But what do you mean, Ein Kategor Nasa Saneger? That's only in the Kodesh Kodashim. We learned in Rosh Hashanah. Right? It only applies in the Kodesh Kodashim. By the big day Zav that's going inside the Kodesh Kodashim, shofar goes inside. So says the Chida. What would you say? Says the Chida that Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegar only applies in the Kadosh Kadashim when you're talking about the same type. The same type. But when you're talking about the same object itself, that's even outside the Kadosh Kadashim. The big day, Zahav, okay, it's gold, Egel, gold. So that's the same type of issue. Shofar, para. But here you're talking about the same hands. It's not just the same type of thing. It's the same exact object. Then Ein Kategor Nasa Saneger could even apply outside of the Kodesh Kodashim. So the Chidas and the Nosi quotes, with this you can answer a question also of the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi, we mentioned this part before, I have it underlined, must be the end of Drush Tesvav. Drush Tesvav in the Beis Halevi quotes a Medr Shochar Tov on a Pasuk in Tehillim, Shomea Tfil Adecho Basar Yavo. The Medr says that Klai Yisrael are davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accept our tefilas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Sasum Tfilasi, Pasuk Anecha, and I'm not going to accept your tefilas. And the Beis Halevi quotes, why isn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepting our tefillos? Because we're busy speaking Lashon Hara all day, and Rechilos, and all these Adairs with our mouth, and therefore, Ein Kategor Nasa Saneger. And the Beis Halevi adds, Ein Kategor Nasa Saneger is only in the Kodesh Kodashim. No, tefillah goes through the Kodesh Kodashim, just like Shofar goes through the Kodesh Kodashim. It says the B'Yirei Daf, according to the Chidaz Yisod, you don't need the answer of the right, it's the same mouth. The same mouth. It's not a din in the Sug. In the type. It's the same mouth, so the same mouth, according to the Chida, could apply even outside because it's the same object. That's one, this machshava, now a little halachah l'maisa when it comes up to on this line of the Gemara. That is, there are two tshuvas of the Rav Avadya and Yechav Adas related to this Tosfos. First tshuva is in Hey Tezayin, a Kohen that Rahman al Islam is in a car accident and killed somebody. Could he zochim? He was asked this kasha. Kohen Shay Nogma Khonis Vigaram Lutuna Katlanit. Hey Mashai Lisa, Kappa Vrachas Konim Lavarakas Yisrael. So he goes through all the tshuvas, what it, does a Kohen say, what if he does tshuva or not, machlokas rishonim, machlokas aposkim. Oh, so are you machalik between shogig or not? What if it was the guy's fault? What if the driver was going too fast and he was speeding? Right? So therefore he says, Lufi zeh, nirish, agab benidon shalanu, shekoin ha-yinoig berechev, vegarim la'avdo nefesh mi-yisrael machmas shenohag b'mihirus mufrezes, because he was speeding. O bebe shalot zayis latamur, he didn't listen to the traffic signals. O sha'avar aveira acheres al-chukei ha-tnua, hari shekagaz o-lazada, that's not a shogig. V'nifsa lalos l'duchin v'lisa kapo, l'vishe inke tegar nasas ha-negar. He says, what if he was following all the signs, and then somebody, some kid, he says, Rahman al-Slan, jumped under right in the middle. It wasn't his fault at all. So he says, then there's more to talk about. Then he says, maybe it's based on our 2 days of Tosfos. Why? Because the machlokas, the raisa de rabbanan. If it's the rabbanan, so then lachari, you'd say, tshuva could help. Tshuva could help. But if it's the raisa, I'm not really not sure. And therefore he quotes, again, he says, this is a quote he's shown him about, you'll have to go quickly on your horse on Erev Shabbos. He says, obviously a car is much more chamor, alul ma'od lefko, lasakin chaya adam, whoever doesn't drive properly, nechshev l'pshiya, v'kar of l'mezid. He quotes many of the poskim, and therefore he says, if it was not his fault, okay, maybe I'll allow it based on his svek sveka. Maybe you could do tshuva, and if you can't do tshuva, maybe it was a shogeg. So he's not sure. Then he ends up saying that l'maisa, he as a svardi, is more machmer, because it's an issue of brachal of atala. Ashkenazim, who hold like the Ramah, by Asa Tshuva, would say it is okay. But again, this is a very serious issue. Again, you have to, yeah. Right, Me'im Mizbechi, he wouldn't be Chai Misa. What if it was, what if his fault? Of a pshi, it would be Karav L'mezid. He wouldn't be able to go to Golis. He talks about that. Be Karav L'mezid. He wouldn't be Chai Misa, but he would be Karav L'mezid. The other Tshuva that he has is in Beis Yudalid, where he talks about a soldier who killed a... He says, "Kohanim chayalei tzahal shishtafu b'kfaros kneged tzvaos Mitzrayim Yarden v'Suria b'marchos Yisrael upagu machayalei oyev." Is there a problem? So here there are other issues. Number one, about harigas goy. You know, does that passel you for duchening? That's a separate issue. Number one and number two. So he quotes. He says, "Lachora." There are many that say that is okay, just like by rodef. And he says this is even more than rodef. Here, it's mitzvah gedola. Omnim legonen al Yisrael baratz al artzenu hakadosha. She'ein safik she mitzvah rabbeim osim lekadim pnei tzvos haoyev habam lizroa heres ulashmid ulharug ulabed anoshim anoshim betaf. That's what they're trying to do. So you have money more coolers here because this is a tremendous mitzvah that they are being pardoned. He quotes a pasuk of Divrei Hayamim. What are you bothered by? David HaMelech couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash. He was a zoseik in Milchemes Mitzvah and he had blood on his hands. So he quotes some of the first, and there's an amazing radak there. When a Kaddish Baruch Hu says, you have blood on your hands, I'm not talking about all the wars. That you're not going to be faulted for. The radak says, no vir ko on him. Dovir Kohanim, really wasn't David's fault, Lachora. Shaul killed that Dovir Kohanim because David had hid there. There's a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph where David kind of said it's a little bit his fault because he kind of hid there and he lied to them that he wasn't running away and they gave him food. They harbored the David HaMelech. Right, we're in the Bizman Azev, harboring the terrorists, not just helping them directly. Anyway, that's the so there's a little medrash. There's a medrash that the Radak quotes on that pasuk. That was the fault, meaning the Milchemes Mitzvah wouldn't have been a problem per se. Okay, there are other makaros here. Feel free, Beis Yudalid. Okay, we go weiter. So the Gemara says that there would have been a hava mina to say that you should be able to do Misas Bezdin on Shabbos, and that's why you need the pasuk there, but not because you would have said Asi Dechalos Asay, no makar for Yivam. Umay o enu dekamar, but the Brisa had a discussion back and forth. So how would you have rejected the Kal V'chomer? Hachi ka'amar. Kfuras meis mitzvah dochiach. The Gemara could have said, no, burying meis mitzvah, kfuras meis mitzvah might have been proved that this Kal V'chomer is wrong. Shedoches avodah vein doches haShabbos. Because after look at first Meis Mitzvah, you see a Meis Mitzvah, if a Kohen sees a Meis Mitzvah going to do the avodah, then he stops and buries the Meis Mitzvah. So first Meis Mitzvah is doch avodah, and yet it's not doch haShabbos. So therefore the Kal V'chomer isn't glat. Hadar Amar, but the Gemara says back, no, first Meis Mitzvah, tidcha Shabbos be Kal V'chomer. Gemara says, maybe you're wrong. Maybe you should say first Meis Mitzvah is doch haShabbos, burying somebody on Shabbos, which involves malachas of Choresh and other malachas. How would you say it? Uma avoda shidocha Shabbos kfuras beis mitzvah docha usamil v'la'achoso. If avoda is docha Shabbos, kfuras beis mitzvah is docha it, meaning kfuras beis mitzvah on top, then avoda, then Shabbos. Shabbos shenitcha b'nei avoda, so Shabbos which is on the lowest level, eino digi kfuras beis mitzvah docha usa. Meaning, you would have said kfuras beis mitzvah, no! You should throw kfuras beis mitzvah into the Kal v'chomer, and kfuras beis mitzvah should be docha Shabbos, meaning the Kal v'chomer should stand. Tamalomar lo savaru. That's why we needed the pasuk of lo savaru to teach me. Don't say this kal v'chomer. Bezdin is not allowed to put somebody to death on Shabbos. Good. So according to this, we again do not have any riyas. Yeah.
Is that what calling meis mitzvah, or just
meis mitzvah doesn't mean one of the relatives, right? Meis mitzvah means somebody karv shein lo, somebody shein lo krovim. Does it? Is it, I'm not sure. Is it including the seven relatives here where he has a mitzvah? Bivalachoso. Okay, I have to check. Ulamai, the Gemara just says, oh, by the way, Ulamai, the solok adaiti me'ikara, the asi asei v'docha losa asei. According to what we originally thought, not that that's, it doesn't hold up anymore, because we could interpret it as a kal v'chomer, but originally we thought it was an asi docha losa asei discussion. The Gemara is interested, though, my o'eno de ka'amar. What was the back and forth discussion in the Braisa? We originally thought the Braisa was about asi docha losa asei. So why would you have said yes? Why would you have said no? So Gemara says, "Hachi kamer." This was the conversation. Umani mekay mechalemos yumas b'shar malachas chus b'misas bezdin. If I would have said the asi dochalos asay, I would have said that the mechalemos yumas is referring to other misa, other malecha Shabbos. Alva misas bezdin dochi Shabbos. The asi asay v'dochi los asay. That would have been yes saying it. Hada Amar, the Gemara went, the Braisa went back and then said, no. Amar, Darbi Nelasi Asei V'dachi Lo Sasei, Lo Sasei Greida. Lo Sasei Shishma Kores B'Shamis Lei D'dachi. So it's exactly the point of the Braisa. The Braisa went back to say, no. Asei D'dachi Lo Sasei is only by a regular Lo Sasei, but not like, but with a Lo Sasei Shishma Kores. And the Gemara then went back and said, Hada Amar, Atu Asei. D'doche Es Lo Sasei. Lav Lo Sasei Chomer Minei. Don't, we know there's a principle of Asei D'dachi Lo Sasei. Even though a los asay is somewhat more stringent than an asay. How is it more stringent? So let's just do Rashi for now. Malchus. An asay doesn't have any punishment. If you don't do an asay, you don't get punished. If you violate a los asay, you get Malchus. Right? Shari lokin alav. So you see a los asay is more stringent, and yet an asay beats it. So it must be So the Gemara says, Mali chumer zuta, Mali chumer rabba. So it must be, what's the difference if you have a stringent lo sasei, a less stringent lo sasei? Even the most lenient lo sasei is stronger than an asei, and yet the asei beats it. So it must be, it makes no difference how strong the lo sasei is. If an asei beats it, even though it's weaker, so it beats it. So even a lo sasei shishma kari should work. Tamaloma lo savaru. That's why the pasuk had said lo savaru to tell me that's not true. You don't say either way, this was only the Havamina discussion. The Maskana is that it could be about Kal v'chomer, not about Asi Dochalos Asei, and therefore, at this point, we're still stuck. We don't have a makar to teach me that in general, Asi Dochalos Asei Shish Bokaris, which would require me to have the special limud by Yibum, and therefore now the Gemara is going to go on to a different path to try to find a different reason why we need a makar by Yibum. Yeah. You could
say
I'm saying, but regular los asay, you're right. You could have said, but the Gemara, once the asay can be docha, the los asay, and the los asay is more chomer than it. So you see, it's not working with stronger versus weaker. It must be some other mechanism and some other.
Karis is stronger than Malchus
and Achinami, but Malchus is stronger than asay. If Malchus is stronger than asay, so then.
So we'll take it this far, but not that far.
Okay, you might have said that, but there's nothing pushing you to say that. Yeah. No. Okay. So if you look here on this on the lav lo sasei chamur, so you quote the Gilana Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Kiveger here, and the Gilana Shas quotes Ayin Ramban Yisro. So Malachi might have mentioned this Ramban in the past couple of days. The Ramban in Parshas Yisro, Ramban has a famous formulation where he quotes on Zachar v'Shamar. He quotes all mitzvahs sasei are flow from midas ha'ahava, which is midas harachamim, and all lo sasei flow from midas hayira, and ava is greater than yira, and that's why asei doche lo sasei. Ki emakayim va'osa begufa mamona rasan adona who gadol me'anishma mi'asos harabeina. Somebody who's makayim does rasan Hashem. Aseis are much stronger. It's a greater reflection of our feeling for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Umipnei ze, and that's why umipnei ze da asei v'dochi lo sasei. So the Achronim point out that what the Gilin HaShasi was trying to say is that this Gemara is a little difficult according to the Ramban. Because here the Gemara says, Befeirish, that a lav is, los asay is chomor minei. According to the Ramban, if it's beautifully, no, the asay is docha, the los asay makes sense. Because an asay comes from ava, los asay comes from yira. And yet here the Gemara says, Befeirish, no, that there's a problem. It's an asay docha, los asay, but not because the asay is naturally stronger than the los asay. Right here, it's chomor, and yet it still works. So that's what he just says. You never know if he's ayin because it fits in nicely, or if it's akasha. The Achronim say he's really asking akasha here in the Gilin HaShas on that Ramban. Okay, there's a big discussion though whether how natural it is asi docha lo sase. We know on the one hand, right, lo sase is get malchus. On the other hand, though, there is a principle of kofin. The Ksos talks about this in Simon Gimel and the Meshoviv Nesivis, where it's kfiya. We know that you're kofin on mitzvah sase, says the Gemara. If somebody's not doing a mitzvah daraisa, if somebody doesn't want to sit in the sukkah, and we have a bezdin, the bezdin's allowed to take him and force him to eat in the sukkah. You're allowed to force people to do mitzvahs. You never find forcing by lo sase. The Ksos assumes that if somebody's about to do an aveira, there's a mitzvah of ochech samisacha, but does bezdin, could bezdin jump on him and force him not to do the aveira? It's not so pashut. The Gemara says in Ksubis, kofin on mitzvah asay. So on that side you see maybe mitzvah asay is somewhat stronger. So there is there's makaros back and forth on what is more chomer, what is more kal. Just one other ha'ara though on the Rashi here, and then we'll move on. Rashi here says, how do you know lo sase is more chomer? Because it has an onesh, it has malchus. There is the Aruch Laner here. It's an Aruch Laner on Yevamis. The Aruch Laner says, but wait a minute. What about the smog? What smog? The smog explains that there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, based on a parsha a few weeks ago, if somebody gives their children to Molech, putting their children through fire, to the Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, if you give some of your children to Molech, you're Chayiv Misa. But if you give all of your children to Molech, you're Pater. That's what the Gemara says. Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel, Samach Dalad. So obviously, all your children aren't, isn't that really bad? Right, isn't that worse? So the smog explains that, you know why? Because if you give part of your children to Moloch, you didn't do such a bad thing, Misa could be Mechaper. If you give all your kids to Moloch, forget it. Your Misa's not going to help, you're too far gone. So what does that show? That if you don't get an Onesh sometimes, it's worse. And that's how the Marsha uses that smog to explain Kasher Zamam alo Kasher Asa. Kasher Zamam, like you wanted to inflict, if you already inflicted it on the and you had eight Zomim, you would forget it, Misa's not going to help. That's Kasher Zamam alo Kasher Asa. So Aruch Laner here says, why is it that by Malkus, what does the Rashi say? The Los Asay is more Chamor because it gets Malkus, and Asay doesn't have any punishment. Maybe the Asay doesn't have any punishment because it's so far, you didn't do the Mitzvah Asay. There's no punishment there because it's not enough. It's like giving all your children to Moloch. Why dafka is an onesh, a reflection? Sometimes a lack of an onesh is a reflection. So Aruch Laner says, I won't have to say differently than Rashi. Quotes Rashi, he says, according to Rashi, I don't think it's such a riot. He quotes two others. He says, number one, a lo sase is active. If you violate a lo sase, it's usually done actively. While not doing an asay is passive. Active aveir is always worse than passive aveirs. That's number one. That's why it's more chamor. Number two, he quotes, because if you look in Gemara and Yuma, the end of Maseches Yuma, where it talks about the types of tshuva that have to be done. So there it says that an averis asay tshuva is machaper. Averis lo sasay, tshuva is tola until Yom Kippur comes, it is machaper. So you see, if you need more tshuva for something, so then obviously it's more chamor. He doesn't think, though, he could prove it just from Malkus versus no Malkus. He quotes two other possibilities. Okay, so we do not have a source, so we go to Ella. Middle of the Amud. So Ella, the Gemara says, we don't have a source that says Asi Dochalosa Seishish Bakaris, which would then explain why you need the Makar by Yibam. So we say maybe it's a special din by Yibam. Maybe there's a special reason why we would have thought that Yibam not only matirs what it always matirs, and that's Eishas Ach, but it also matirs Achos Isha and other Isurim. Ella Itzrich, I would need the makar because of the following Havamina. I would have thought that Eishas Ach is part of what we say in Rabbi Shmuel every day. Something that was in a rule. And it went out of the rule to teach me something special about it. It was one of the Arayas. And now it got a Heter. Maybe it's not only to teach me about it itself, but to teach me something about the entire category that it was in. Titanya, as we learned in the Brisa, Davashai Baklav Yosam Nakla Bachulu, as we say in Rabbi Shmuel every morning. So maybe this is an example. Maybe Eishes Ach, which is mastered by every Yibam, is an example which would then teach me something about all Arayos. Just like this is allowed B'makom Mitzvah of Yibam, so to all Arayos. Ketzad, yeah, I think you're going to ask the Gemara's question, yeah?
But if it's your daughter, it's two problems.
Okay, we'll get to it. Ketzad, so what's an example of this, where you have a rule, something went out of the rule, and we use that to teach me something about the entire category. Where's an example of that? The following. But if somebody eats kachim when they are tamei, that's an iser karis. If you eat the kachim while the carbon is tamei and you're tahar, that's not karis. That's an aveira. But karis is if you're tamei and you eat a carbon, that's an iser karis. So the pasuk says it, if you eat shlamim, v'halo shlamim bichlal kol ha-kachim hayu. What do you mean? Shlamim is included in all kachim. And you already have a separate previous pasuk to say that you're not allowed to eat kachim when you're tamei. V'lama yatsu, so why do you have a separate pasuk to teach me that you can't eat shlamim when you're tamei? L'hakish alayen to be makish, v'lo malacha to teach me as follows. Ma shlamim yuchadim kachim is bayach, av kol kachim is bayach, to teach me just like shlamim are kachim is bayach, they have inherent kedusha, what we call kedushas haguf, so too, all karbanas that have kedushas haguf, you will be chayef for if you eat bakaris. Yatsu kachim be'ed kabayis, excluding kachim be'ed kabayis, which is, let's say, I go to my animal in my backyard, I say, the value, this animal has kedushas be'ed kabayis, meaning what's best, the Beis HaMikdash is going to take this animal, sell it, get the money, and buy kli sharis with it. Bedek Abayis just means for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not that this animal is going to be sacrificed itself. Two types of Kedushas. Kedushas HaGuf, inherent Kedusha, sacrifice from the Mizbech and Kachi Bedek Abayis. So that's what I learn from the fact that Shlomim came out. Shlomim was in Kachim and it came out, is to teach me about the entire category. So Hachanami, we'll get back to that in a minute, hopefully. So Hachanami, first let's finish the sentence. So to here. Ha, Eishes Ach Bechlal Kol Ha'arayos Ha'isa. Eishes Ach was included in all the Arayos. V'lam Yatsa, and why did it come out? Meaning by Yibum, and as a heter of Yibum, L'hakish Aleha, to teach me, V'lam Alecha, Ma Eishes Ach Sharya, Av Kol Ha'arayos Nami Sharyan. Maybe that's the pasuk, that's the lima, that just like Eishes Ach is mutter, so to all arayos is mutter. It's a davar that was bechlal, and is v'yasim nachlalala, made, it's teaching me something about all arayos. And that's why, remember, we always have to end up with the daf gimel amabez. And that's why we need a special pasuk by Yibum in order to say that it is usser. Right, the pasuk of Aleha, the Gzeir Shava, and Daf Gimel on the base, that's why you need a pasuk today's Aser, because I would have said it's Mutter, because of a special Yibum reason. Not because of a Kalatar Kula reason, but because of a special Yibum reason. And the Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says, you cannot say that this is a regular something, Davar Shahaya Bechlau, and it went out of the Klal. Why? Because this is very different than the Shlomim case. Mi Dami. Hasam klal be'isser v'parat be'isser. What did it say by the Shlomim case? By Shlomim, it said, you can't eat any karbon when you're tamei. And then it says, you cannot eat a Shlomim when you're tamei. So it's going in the same direction. It's going in the same direction. Then you could say, why is this specified? It must be to teach you something about the entire principle. But what's going on here? Hacha klal be'isser v'parat be'heter. All arayos are usser. This arayos has a heter. So that's called an exception. That's not called something that's going to teach a reflection. It's an exception and not a reflection of the entire rule. So you can't compare that. So Gemara says you can't say that this is Davar Shehayah Bechlal. But just before we continue, just one ha'ara on the previous line. We mentioned this a couple months ago, I think in a Tuesday night shiur, and that is, the Gemara here spoke about how the Isra of eating Kachim Betumah is only by Kachay Haguf and not by Kachim Mizbeach. Reb Chaim develops the idea based on a number of sources, that there's a fundamental difference between Kachi Bedek Habayis and Kedushas Haguf. Reb Chaim says this in the Gracha Lashas, in Simin Reish Mem Tes, where Reb Chaim says, Yishchilik bin Kachi Bedek Habayis l'Kachi Mizbeach. To be Kachi Bedek Habayis, na'aseh ala chefetz hotza'a merushus habayil merushus acher. He's based on, let's go back a step. There is a stira in Baba Kama, between two Gemaras that are three blocks from each other, in the Ayin, I think Ayin Vav and Ayin Tes, around there. Where one Gemara says, that if I steal a carbon, and I sell it, I'm usually chayav dala v'hei for tficho mechira, for selling it. So is that considered a sale if I sell it to the Beis HaMikdash? That's a stira. One Gemara says yes, one Gemara says no. And they're only three blot away from each other. Again, you steal an animal and then you're makdish it. Is that called a sale for to be mechayev you for dalav hay. So mastira. So Tosfos already asked the question there. I think that on both places. Is it a sale or not? So Tosfos is bechalik between kachim bedek abayis and kachim izbeach. Kachim bedek abayis, it is called a mechira. Kachim izbeach is not called a mechira. What's the difference? So Reb Chaim explains. By kachim bedek abayis, what do? When you're giving something for the upkeep, you are not really being makdish it directly. What you are doing is you are labeling it as belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. You're being matvisis with a chaloshein beis hekdish. Once you do that, memeila becomes kadosh. But first and foremost, it becomes dini mamonis, belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. That goes out of your possession. The kedusha chal memeila. By kadshe haguf, even though ironically, it's a higher level of kedusha, kadshe haguf, no, that you're directly makdish. You, the Baalim, imbue this with kedusha. But dini mamonis is still yours. It's still yours. That's why it's not called a mechira. But you have given it inherent kedusha, and and after what Tosfos says, it has to be connected to you still. Why? Because you're going to get a kapar with this animal. If it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, it's not connected to you anymore. It has to still be yours, because this is your chata, so your asham, and you're going to get a kapar with this. So you have to say that it's still connected to you. That's Reb Chaim's chilek between the two, and his two of his strongest rayas. I'll mention one of them, and then we'll continue. And then we'll talk more at the end if we have time. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Eirochin in Perek Vav, where the Rambam says, if you have something that's already kadosh, could you make it the other kedusha? If something is already bedek habayis, could you now instill it with more kedusha? Can you make it kachim izbeach? Or the opposite? So the Rambam says, going from kachim bedek habayis to kachim izbeach is impossible. You can't. Going from kachim izbeach to kachim izbeach to kachim bedek habayis is possible. Why? Why can't you, if something has kachim bedek habayis, why can't you give it more kedusha? Kedusha saguf, says the Rambam, ein onda makdash davar she'enu shalo. You can't be mocked for something that's not yours. That's why kachim bedek habayis is not yours. You can't be mocked, but the other way, that's still yours. Kachim mizbeach, it's still yours. And that's how you would be able to be mocked that. That's an erichin vav ches. Again, there are other ayahs, but that is Reb Chaim's fundamental chilek between the two. And the Gemara here also is machalik between the two. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, you cannot say that this is an example of Davar Shahi Bechlal, which would then reflect on the whole principle. Rather, the Gemara says, you know what this is comparable to? Halo Dami Elo Davar Shahi Bechlal. This is more comparable to the following rule. Something that was in a principle, V'yasalim B'davar Chadash, that then went out to learn something new about it, She'iyata Yachol Achzirenu Chlalo, you cannot throw it back to the general principle, Ashi Achzirenu L'cha HaKasa B'Feirish, until the Torah itself puts it back in. Right? This is usually, we fly through this. This is right before Yehiratzon, at the end of Rabbi Yishmael. But each of these is a lumdish, it's a lumdish principle, we have to realize. Each of these is used in the Gemara. Each of these Yud Gimel Midos. So this principle is that when you have an exception to the rule, it stays an exception unless the Torah puts it back into the general rule. That's what Yibam is like. The Tanya, where do you have such an example of that? The following. So where do you have an example of that? B'shachat es hakeves b'mkoma sheyishchat es chadas v'sa'ola b'mkoma kodesh ki kachatas ha'asham hu la'kohen. Pasuk is by Asham Mitzora. We know there are five types of Ashamos, Asham Gzelos, Asham Ilos, and there's also Asham Mitzora is one of them. And Mitzora brings a carbon Asham. So when a Mitzora becomes Tahar. So there are some Avodos that occur to that Asham that don't occur to other Ashamos. All Ashamos have sprinklings and have shechita, but this Asham has something unique about it, as we'll see. Shein tam olam kachatas Asham. The Gemara says, though, that the last phrase here, kachatas Asham, that this Asham should be like regular chatos and Ashamos, that last phrase is extra, because it already said it previously in the Pasuk, shechted in the place where you shechted the Asham and the chatas. Umatam olam kachatas Asham. Why does the Torah go out of its way to repeat and say, this Asham Mitzora is like regular karbanos? Lefisha yatsa asham mitzora lidam adavar achadash, because there's a unique activity, avoda, that an asham mitzora requires. Bibo hen yada bibon regal hayamanis, you sprinkle some of the blood of the asham mitzora on the thumbs and the big toes of the asham. He stands at Shar Nikanor, and you sprinkle as part of his tara process. So you don't do that by any of the other ashamos, sprinkling on the person. So, yachod lo yehe ton matan damen beimurim l'gabayam ezbeach. I would have thought that the Torah says, sprinkle on the Mitzorah himself. So I might have thought, hey, it's on the Mitzorah. Maybe you don't have to do sprinklings on the Mizbeach. this Asham gets these sprinklings and not those sprinklings. So I would have said that this Asham is totally different. And it's not subject to the regular rules of Asham. Tamalomar ki chatas Asham hu. That's why the Torah goes out of its way again to re-put this Asham back in the general Ashamos. Ma chatas tu'una matan damen ve'mirum l'gabe ha'mizbeach. Just like one second, this chatas, just like all chatos require sprinklings on the mizbeach. Af Asham ta'an matan damen ve'mirum l'gabe ha'mizbeach. Just so to the Asham. Ve'ilo ahadre kra. Had the Pasuk not put it back into the rule with this extra phrase, Hava Amina, I would have thought, Lamaita Nafik, to the Chidushim that this Asha Mitzorah has, that you do, you sprinkle it on the Mitzorah himself, Ulamaita Nafik, Lo Nafik, and that which it didn't say by this Asha Mitzorah, you don't do. And therefore this is different, this is an example of an exception, and you don't throw it back in unless the Torah throws it back in. Hachanami, finishing up the sentence, so too here, Hava Amina, Eishas Ach, the Ishtarya, the fact that the Torah says that Eishas Ach, which is every case of Yibum, is Mutter, that's an exception to the rule. Shar Arayos lo, though you would never include those Shar Arayos. So, we're stuck again. We don't have any Makar to teach me why you need a special Makar by Yibum to allow other Arayos.
This is an addition
to the rule. No, what do you mean? It's an addition to the rule? All Arayos is Asur, and this is a Heter.
Okay, but if the Torah goes out of its way to say that this is an Asher already, what does it mean that it's an Asher?
Good question. If the Torah calls it an Asham, in what way is it an Asham? So that might be in terms of the age, in terms of other Shechita Batzafon. You have other things that it says Mefurish.
Okay, so fine. So why wouldn't you apply automatically the private sprinkling on his bath and
why wouldn't you apply it automatically? It's exactly this principle. If something is part of a general rule, but then is there's something unique about it, then you would only apply to this thing items that it says explicitly in the Torah. Where you shecht it, how old it has to be.
It's not called by its own name.
Correct. It's not called by its own name because there's.
In
what way is it an Asham? This is an Asham Mitzorah. This is not in Parshas Vayikra. Parshas Vayikra is regular Asham with the end of Parshas Vayikra. This is Asham Mitzorah. It's in Parshas Mitzorah. So it could be very well be different. It shares something, but it's not exactly.
The whole history, the whole heter
is only that Eishes Ach is allowed to marry. Be violated Mishum Mitzvah, but not by any other of the Arayos. Not by any other of the Arayos.
It's not Arayos.
What?
Okay.
So Ella, so the Gemara says, okay, next try. This is, we had four, generally, if you count up, four different Makoros for, we tried to get for Masi Dechalos, I say, we had Mila Tamid, and that was all one. And number two we had was Kibbut Av Ha'Eim. Number three was Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Number four was Havara. So we have five and six now, if you count them as all limudim. I'm sorry, right, if you count those as separate ones. If you count those as, it depends how you count them. Yeah?
If a person dies and he had a daughter but no son, does still the yibum apply?
If a person has a daughter, no. No, it only applies if you have no children.
No children.
No children. Zera Ema. Yeah?
I mean, these two limudim, you take something out of the cloud, and once they would say, well, you take a part of the cloud, reflects on the whole cloud.
If you take something out of the cloud, so like Gemara is saying, if it goes in the same direction or a different direction. If it goes in the same direction, then it could apply principle number one. But here, if it goes in the opposite direction, then it's obviously something very different, and therefore you cannot put it back in. That was the Gemara's Techilik. Okay, the Kashem is going. No, because the regular rule, we would have thought, sprinkle on the Mizbeach versus sprinkle on the person. We would have thought that's going against until the Gemara put it back in. So Ella Salkadaita. So we're like, okay, you can't learn it from a Kavachom, or you can't learn it from a Dover Shoy Bechlau. Tesi B'mamatzinu. Maybe we should learn it from a Mamatzinu, which learn Achos Isha. The Bach is in from a Mamatzinu. Mamatzinu, just like if this works, it's not a hard, fast, hardcore rule, but it just means a general comparison. B'mamatzinu me'eshes ach. Maybe you just learn it from a Mamatzinu, and that is just like, which is usually, Mamatzinu many times is rejected because it's a general comparison. If you can find any chiluk between the two cases, you can reject the Mamatzinu. The Gemara here says, has the possibility, Ma, Eishes Ach Miyabim, just like Eishes Ach does Yibum, and that arise is overridden, Avachos Isha does Yabim, so too Achos Isha should be misyabim. All the Rishonim here ask, we don't have to talk about it, didn't we just say that this was a unique case, a Davar Shalai Bechlau, so how could you have such a Mamatzinu? Okay, look at all the Rishonim here. So the Gemara asked his own question, be dummy, how could you compare Eishes Ach to Achos Isha? Hasam Chari Surah HaKatre Isuri, Menachos question from before, Eishes Ach is only one Isur. Achos Isha has Eishes Ach and Achos Isha. So the Gemara says, no, what was the Havamina? What might you say? Mao de Tema hov ishtari ishtari. You might say, no, once something is mutter, it's mutter for everything. Okay, there's a principle we're going to talk about more about tomorrow morning when we start. This principle, hol v'ishri ishri. But first, let's get through the Gemara. U'minat timer darbin hol v'ishri ishri. How do you know that you say hol v'ishri ishri? Which we'll see, there are a number of types of hol v'ishri ishris, which we'll talk about Rabbi Chanan tomorrow morning. The Tanya, but one example, the Brisa says, mitzor shachal shmini shalo be'erev Pesach, v'ra keri bo bayom v'tavau. We know mitzora has to wait shivin akiyim, just like not Nikiyim, just Nikiyim from Tsaras. And let's say he goes to the mikvah on day 7, and then on day 8, he waits for Harav Shemesh, and on day 8 he has to bring a karbon. So on that day that he brings a karbon, he's going to go to the base of Mikdash, and he's going to have this whole process done with the blood sprinkled on his thumbs and on his big toes. And let's say that day is Erev Pesach. So he's very excited, he's going to come Tara tonight, he's going to be able to eat the karbon Pesach tonight. Fine, wonderful. The problem is he became a Balkari. He became a Balkari, he needs Harav Shemesh. Balkari, if he goes to the mikvah today, it's fine. He can eat the Karan Pesach tonight. The problem is, the Balkari cannot go into Shar Niknor, where the Mitzora is allowed to go into. So, what's he supposed to do? So, Barakari, Boba Yom Batavel, Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim say, Avavish ain't full yom acher nichnas, even though generally a tful yom, a Balkari, which is one example of a tful yom, is not allowed to go in and stand by Shar Niknor, ze nichnas. This person can. Why? Mutav sheyavo asei sheish bokares. It's better the asei sheish bokares, which means carbon pesach should come. If you don't bring carbon pesach, you have kares. That asei should beat out v'idcha asei sheish bokares. Beats out the asei that does not have kares, which is Rashi quotes v'shalchu minamachane. There's a mitzvah asei for a balkari and anybody who's talking to be sent out of the camp. So pesach could beat that. V'yam Rabbi Yochanan dvar Torah filu asei lesbe. Rabbi Yochanan says there's not even a mitzvah asei for this balkari to stay away. It's a derabanan. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, in Devar Yamim v'yamod Yehoshafat b'kal Yehuda lefnei achatzar chadasha. Yehoshafat stood amongst the congregation by the new chatzar. My chatzar chadasha. What does that mean? What's the new? Amar Rebbe shechitchu badvarim v'amr tful yom la'yikanes l'machan l'viya. Because they made up this rule that a tful yom cannot go in. V'yomar Ula, just the final line that's important for us, Matam, why would we allow this Balkari to go in? Yes, it's based on a stronger essay beating a weaker essay, but what's the halachic mechanism that is being used to allow? Ho'el v'huter l'tzaraso, huter l'kiruyo. Since a regular mitzora is not really even allowed to go in here. Yet, Rashi explains, Ula really holds, look at the second wide line of Rashi, Bia b'miksa shema bia. Even sticking one's thumbs into the Azara, that's called going in. Bia b'miksas. And yet, it's allowed in this case for a Mitzora, because this is how he becomes Tahar. So every case of Mitzora is a Dechia of sorts. An allowance is made. So once that allowance is made for the Tsaras issue, so too the allowance will be made for the Balkari issue. And that's the principle of Hov Ishtri Ishtri. So the Gemara at this point thinks, so too maybe we should say that here too, by Eishes Ach. Even though here we're talking about two different people, and there is one person, but that we'll talk more about that by the Shem tomorrow. But again, at this point, we have a makar that maybe the reason you need a makar lesser by Yibam is because of the principle of Hol v'Ishtri Ishtri. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Sorry? Today's year was sponsored by the Scheinman family of Tef Nishmas, Yisrael Ben Zion, Ben Yaakov.